Hey, shalom and good morning. We want to continue to bless God together as we look at the Word of God. May the Word of God enter into our spirit. May the Word of God become light into our paths, to light up our paths. May the Word of God become the one that is strengthening us, even as we move in this dark world. We are looking at the benefits of participating into the true fellowship. We are looking at the benefits of participating in the true fellowship. We have established that there are three positions in as far as participating into the fellowship is concerned. One, we have looked at those people who do not participate at all into the Holy Communion, into the Holy Fellowship. They are in their extreme edge. And those who do not participate, they ran away from us. They did not belong to us, and so they left us. They are no longer participating. They are no longer adding value into this fellowship. And neither are they also being connected to this fellowship. See, the fellowship is where the Lord Jesus Christ dwells. Bible says that he dwells in the fellowship of believers. He dwells in the praises of his own children. But those people who are to the extreme, they are believers who do not participate, who have left, who know what to do, but they have refused to do it. Now, the Bible says that those who do not participate, they are going to suffer either from sickness, they will suffer from weakness, and they finally die. Now, to the other far extreme are those believers who participate in the Holy Communion, but they participate wrongly without judging the body. They participate with their own motives. They have the wrong motive. They participate without finding their own position, without honoring God, without honoring the body, without judging the body, without, you know, taking and thanking God for the body. Now, equally, we've discovered from the scripture that these believers or these travelers, because we are all travelers, will also suffer from the same problem of weaknesses, of sicknesses, and they may also die. It is not because they participate that they are going to remain. It is with which motives do they participate. The Lord looks at the motive. Number three, we look at the category that remains and participates into the Holy Fellowship, into the Holy Communion. Now, this is the way, this is the one that you have been looking at. In the book of 1 John chapter number 5, we say there are six benefits that they will be able to experience. And we have already looked at the first and the second and the third benefits in the last episode that we looked at. In this episode, 1 John chapter number 5 from verse 13, we want to go all the way until we conclude this one for 5. We want to this is up to 13, up to 21. We want to learn the last three benefits, the last three benefits of participating in the Holy Communion, because we said there are benefits. We said that once we remain here, we will definitely be able to enjoy. We will be able to really carry out the burdens I mean, you know, the yoke of God, the commandment of God, without being a burden. It's a benefit that we are going to remain here, we carry there without, you know, complaining, without finding it a burden. And we also said previously that we will be able to defeat the world. It's another benefit which we looked at before here, you know, previously. We defeat the world. And because we are born of God, defeating the world is a good benefit. And another one is that we will accept the testimony of Jesus. We align ourselves with the testimony of Jesus. We will believe what he has said, and we will benefit from the testimony that Jesus gives. You know, there are many people who do not benefit from the testimony of their leader. Now here, let's look at the last three. And the fifth, you know, the fourth benefit comes from the book of 1 John 15 and verse 13. And it reads, I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. There's nothing as good as having an inner witness that we have eternal life. There's nothing as benefit or beneficial fruit as good as this, knowing that for sure we have eternal life. Many people keep asking, how do you know that you will receive, you get to eternity? When you ask so many people here on earth, when you ask our brothers from Islam or from Muslims, they say, Inshallah, only God knows. True, only God knows. But it pleases God to make it known to us, to make it known to the travelers that we have eternal life. So we do not need to die to know that we will inherit eternal life, that we will have eternal life. Even as we travel today through the Spirit of God, God has revealed that we have eternal life. The Bible says that it is written, and the Word of God has given us the ability to know that we have eternal life. This is a great fruit of just knowing, having an awareness that we have eternal life, that we will remain with Christ all the days of our life. And eternal life is because we believe in what God has done. That is the fourth benefit. The fifth benefit, which comes from 1 John 5, 14 to 17, we can read together. It says, and we are confident that he hear us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And since we know he hears us when we make our request, we also know that he will give us what we ask for. If you see a fellow believer sinning in a way that does not lead to death, you should pray, and God will give that person life. But there is a sin that leads to death. And I am not saying you should pray for those who commit it. All wicked actions are sin, but not every sin leads to death. Now, I think this, when we look at this number five, we are talking about the confident that he hears us wherever we ask for anything that pleases him. This is a great benefit. Do you imagine that having the confident that our Father is hearing us? As we travel in this dark world, it's full of hate, is full of death, is full of evil. And the enemy waits to challenge us. But what a blessing it is to know that our Father is next to us. We may not have seen him. We may not have even felt him. But we believe he is together with us on this path, on this dark world. And that assurance that he hears, that confidence in prayer, confidence in asking, confidence in speaking to our Father, and he's hearing us. Some people, we get tired of prayer because we think that God is so far away. Again, our brothers, again, from our neighbors, they say that our Father is so distant. They don't even believe in fatherhood. They believe that God is a master. Indeed, he is a master. He is a consuming fire, especially to those who approach law in the wrong way, the wrong motive. But God is also a loving Father, and he will desire to hear us and answer us. We make a prayer and we know that he is hearing us. Not only our prayer, we make a prayer for our brothers, especially our erring brothers. It's bad to see our brothers err. They make a turn that will lead to death and will lead, and some of the turn that does not lead to eternal death. John says that once we make a prayer for our brothers who sin or who commit a sin that does not lead to death, we should pray. What does that mean? There is a sin. All wickedness is sin. All wicked action is sin. But not all sins lead to eternal death. There are some sins that does not lead to eternal death. But they bring a lot of pain in our going. What are those sins? The sin that leads to eternal death is the sin of rejecting the Holy Spirit. Is the sin of saying that I don't need the Holy Spirit. Is the sin sinning, having known what you're doing. It is the one that you are you deliberately sin. You deliberately walk on the path, knowing it has been forbidden. You transgress forbidden in forbidden places, and you say, "Yes, I know it's wrong, but I'll do it anyway." The Holy Spirit tries to help you not to do it, but you still continue doing it. That will lead to eternal death. That will lead to forever, because death. Because it's the only Holy, it's only God, the Holy Spirit, who can help us not to do that. But still, every other sin that does not lead to that, the one that maybe you are you sin by companionship, you get lost, like just like the prodigal son. The prodigal son got lost intentionally, but the coin was lost by a woman. The sheep was lost by companion. So there are those who get out of the way of this platform of walk, of a path of righteousness, just because they have been misled. John says, pray for them. Once we pray for them, we know that our Father hears us. And the last one is John 1, chapter 5, 18 to 21. These are the sixth benefit. Maybe we can read together what John says. He says, we know that God's children do not make a practice of sinning, for God's Son holds them securely, and the evil one cannot touch them. You know, that knowledge, we know that this is a benefit, knowing that God's Son will hold us not to make us to sin. God's Son holds us securely, and the evil one cannot touch us. Knowing that the devil cannot touch us, knowing that we cannot continue doing habitual sin, keeping us from habitual sin, you know, that practice of sin, because we're children of God, we thank God that God has continued to help us not to continue to do those habitual sins. And that because the Son of God keeps us allowed, he help us not to be touched by the evil. We know that we are children of God and that the world allowed us is under the control of the evil one. Yes. And we know that the Son of God has come and he has given us understanding so that we can know the true God. And we live in fellowship with the true God because we live in fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the Holy One, God, the true God, and he is eternal life. Dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your hearts. Now, one of these benefits is that the Spirit of God help us not to put anything in the place of God, to keep us away from any idol. That's what this Bible says, that we children of God keep away from idol. It's a benefit to know that our Father will help us to keep away from every idol, because God will help us, Jesus will help us. Lord, help us to know all this benefit and to enjoy them in Jesus' name.